Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
You'll know real when you get it. It'll say eBay Authenticity Guarantee and you'll feel it. Maybe it's a head-turning handbag, a watch that says it all, jewelry that makes you look like the gem, sneakers and streetwear so fresh every step feels fly.
When it comes to style and luxury, eBay gets it. They're making sure the things that you love are checked by experts. Not just any experts, specialized experts. Real people who love this stuff with real hands-on authentication experience.
So when you see that shiny blue checkmark that says Authenticity Guarantee, shop with confidence. Every inch, stitch, sole, and logo is verified authentic through a detailed inspection. That's how you know that eBay's got your back.
Because when you finally step into those sneakers, put on that watch, get your real gold glow up, swing that handbag over your shoulder, or step out in that streetwear, you'll realize that feeling is unlike any other.
With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, you can trust that feeling of real is always in reach. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit eBay.com for terms.
Hi guys, it's Jessica. I am here solo today. Jen is traveling. She is in Indonesia on a press trip. Jen and I have some wild schedules this month, so you're going to be getting a little of her, a little of me. But right now, I am with my buddy.
Yes.
My friend.
I am in the house. I hope I do not let Jen down.
And introduce yourself.
Well, I'm Luke.
Luke!
Luke Henderson, yes,
I am back. Luke Henderson, back in the Fat Mascara studio.
I would love to say back by popular public demand, but let's not lie to ourselves.
No, I think a lot of people are very happy you're here.
Oh, thank you so much.
Your episode was really fun.
Yeah, you know, afterwards there were so many products I didn't talk about because of the nerves of the first time you do it and you kind of go off on a tangent.
Wait, I have a question. Yes. I just realized I came in like a bundle of nerves because like I was all late from the subway. Do you want a glass of water?
Oh, actually, I mean, that would be lovely. Or we could share your Diet Coke.
Hold on.
Or is that weird?
All right. We're back. Luke is hydrated.
Yes,
I'm a horrible host.
No,
horrible
you're not.
Hostess.
It's all good.
But I did learn in the break that Luke has lived here for 3 years and only taken the subway once. A horrible excursion.
I know. I tried it.
IKEA.
I tried going on that boat. My friend said, I need to go to IKEA. So I was like, I'm in if you want to go. She said, I'll meet you down at this kind of place. So I walked down there. We got the boat across. We didn't have any time to like stand at the checkout. There were too many people.
So she didn't have a receipt either.
Oh, she didn't buy anything because we got to the checkout. She had a couple of candles, like those vanilla bean smelly ones.
Yeah, that was really worth the trip to IKEA.
A couple of forks and a few knives because she just moved. I was like, can't you just get this like Macy's Bloomies somewhere?
Yeah,
she was like, no. I said, all these people are going to miss the boat. We're going to miss the boat.
Oh my God.
So we went back to the boat and obviously the man said, you can't get on unless you have a receipt.
For those who don't know, the ferry to IKEA is like you have to take a ferry to Red Hook.
Yeah. You can only get the boat back if you have a receipt.
And
I am a naughty boy. I didn't have a receipt. So the guy was like, you can't come back. And I'm like, so how am I getting back to Manhattan? He was like, you don't have a receipt. This is the IKEA boat. I'm like, it's fine. What do you want to make me swim or something? So then he said, don't do it again. If you come in again, I was like, it's fine. It's not meant to be. Me and IKEA at that point were done. It was like, our relationship was over.
You, IKEA, and the MTA,
and
the subway.
And the subway on the way home. Oh, no, no, no.
Well, that's how you keep fit. You're walking everywhere.
I know, but my face was like slipping down. Oh. My bronzer was kind of like going into my shirt. It was not a good look that
day. Well, that's
day.
How I look today because I came from...
You're beautiful.
Thank you. I came from a sweaty, no air conditioning subway. Listeners must think that I'm just like an underground hobbit because I always have subway problems every time I get here. But it's true. I just have hideous subway luck.
Okay, at least it's real, though, and you're not being shipped around in a limo. And, you know, everyone's doing
this God
forbid
around. I had a private driver. That would really suck.
One day.
One day. From your lips to God's ears. Okay, so last time we were like heavily texting was around the Emmys.
Oh yes,
okay?
The Emmys.
You give good text. You make me LOL at my desk. You were not very impressed by a lot of the looks. Now I'm not asking you to trash your celebrity friends, future, current, past, whatever, but I need you to tell me what I know. The Emmys was a while ago, but we are basically almost in award season.
Yeah, it's all kind the big of movies it's about out. It's just starting as yeah. we were texting. So the thing is with award season is a makeup artist, hair people, whatever. They take those trends that have maybe been on the runway and fashion shows, and then they try and take them to the celebrities, and that's great if you look like Naomi Campbell or you've got that kind of skin of Heidi Klum or someone that's just glowing. Sometimes it doesn't always transition from the runway to someone on a red carpet. So I think we talked about over text, there's a huge trend with the kind of like pinky powdery pink eye.
Yeah, there's a lot of like sunset hues right now.
And that can look great, especially on olivey skin, brown eyes, dark hair, that Latino, it really can make brown eyes pop. If you put it around blue eyes and you have very pale skin, you can go from looking like you've stepped off a runway to looking like you possibly have eczema or had a bad reaction. So walking down the red carpet in some gorgeous couture gown.
So you're not recommending pinks, corals, sunsetty tones for those with blue.
Just be careful with like how you do that. It's that kind of that skinny type. You know, it's all the only way I can explain the color is if you have a bad reaction to something and you rub your eyes. And that's the kind of color that people are trying to emulate and to do with eyeshadow. And then they're matching the lip to it, which can kind of, again, be hit or miss. So with that trend in particular, just be careful of maybe try it out before you walk out on the street with it.
I can also say from personal experience, very personal experience, I had this kind of like pinky, I would say it was like a pinky mauve-y kind of palette from, I don't know if it was like Maybelline or Charlotte Tilbury, one of them. But you know, when they have like a bunch of like rosy nudes, you know, thought it was so super chic. And I really loaded it on. I get very excited when I get a new palette, you know. And then I was at the office and a friend of mine was like, cool. Like, which was but kind of more like,
she
intrigued. I think she was more, you know, when you see something and you don't know how to react, but you know that person has caught you staring slash inspecting.
So sometimes you have to comment.
Yes, exactly. So she couldn't say, what is that? Or like, what the F? Mm-hmm. It was like, cool. And she was like, it's so like, I just wouldn't, she finished it up with, I would never think to do that, which was like the death knell. So it wasn't that the color was bad, because then I fished it out of my bag to show her that I wasn't insane.
But it was a great brand.
Yeah. I was like, it's a new one. You got it too. They sent it to you too. You
know? Okay.
And she was like, oh, I didn't think it would end up looking like that. So my advice to listeners would be, note that the color, A, may not pay off the same on your eyes. Like, you know, there's something funky about a lot of these colors that have that kind of like rosiness
to
them.
Rosy, pinky color. You have to just be careful with it.
Yes. If there's something about, I don't know what it is. I'm not a color chemist. It can kind of turn depending on like your eye color. B, I know the makeup artist Daniel Martin, he told me that like, he's like certain colors, he said on me, like this is just my personal thing, he said they like kind of go a little bit more yellow on me.
Yeah.
And I'm sure I'm not the only person. I guess like maybe people with my undertone or fair people, like certain things can go yellow. The other thing is like use a light hand, babe, because when you're in those fluorescent office lights, anything a little editorial is very
it's not
unforgiving.
Gonna work. And that's the thing about editorial. Like editorial makeup looks great on a magazine, on the photo shoot, you know, on these huge billboards, but sometimes they don't always translate as well in real life, you know, and that's the same for fashion. You know, we can see something, we've all done it, gone into a shop, you've seen it in a magazine, you think, oh, I want that, and you put it on and you are, you know, you can look like a sack of potatoes.
Yeah.
And this is this red eye thing. It can either look really cool, you know, maybe you add that mascara to it, add a liner to it, like a, put a liner inside your eyes.
That's
so
cool.
It's not got such a pinky look to it.
Yeah.
But on this particular awards, I think it was the Emmys, or, you know, that it's just so pink and there was no kind of hardly any mascara. And whoever had done a couple of them and tried to do that editorial look and it just didn't work. So, you know, some of those girls look like they'd been dragged along their street.
I remember also like something that happens with no mascara. Do you remember a couple of years ago, Uma Thurman didn't wear mascara to an award show and people were saying like, what happened to Uma? She's aged, or like before and after. It was like month before, one month after. And her makeup artist said
just no makeup.
Yeah, it's like she just didn't wear mascara. But in these...
Do you remember when Alicia Keys did it as well?
Oh, yeah.
Because I thought that was like a trend. I thought, oh my God, I'm going to be out of a job. No one's wearing makeup.
Yeah, that
which
didn't
is going to
exactly
be walking around
steam.
Like bare Neanderthals.
Yeah.
Like no one needs to see that in New York City. It's bad enough anyway.
Me without makeup... Getting my picture taken, like maybe I'm old fashioned, but like I don't want to see that.
Same, me too. Yeah. I don't even want to see it. I'm a boy, not you. I mean me. I mean me just waking up. You know what? I wish I could be one of those boys that just wakes up. I don't know, like a Ralph Lauren model that jumps in the shower, hair wavy, wets. You know, it's just wavy. Same as girls. You know, the Victoria's Secrets. They just, you know, jump in the shower, jump out, and they've just got this gorgeous glow. Not happening for me. I'm literally stood there and it's a job. It's a job in the morning. It's my part-time job before I leave the house.
Do you think that I do wonder, like, do you think that a lot of women are, I thought that Alicia Keys thing, I know we talked about this like 2 years ago, so I feel like a little bit like I'm just kind of digging up old stuff, but it feels almost more relevant now. Do you think a lot of Hollywood celebrities are going to be scaling back, being like, take me seriously. I don't want full glam, especially as award season is going to be kicking up. Last year we saw, and you know, you don't have to comment on this if you feel like this is too touchy. But you know, we saw all the black dresses, but we didn't really see, at least I didn't notice, the political climate touching the beauty element of the world.
No, it didn't really touch it. I don't know whether that will come through, whether it will translate or whether people would go with that.
Yeah.
I don't think so. I mean, the whole thing of award season, and for a lot of these actresses, actors, they've worked all their lives to get to that point. Mm-hmm. Okay, there's a lot of them. We see the Meryl Streeps, the ones that are the returners that come back again and again. But some of these people that it's like their first time being nominated, of course you want to sit and be politically correct and you want to go if there's a movement and there's something that's happening, if you agree with it and you want to go in that direction. But also, you've worked your life off and you're getting like one chance. It's like the Oscars, you know, you do not want to mess your hair and makeup up. I always used to think like, you know, someone like Kate Winslet always got it right. She always had an updo. It was always super chic. You want to look back like a wedding photo and look back 20 years and then go, wow, I still look great.
Yeah.
You don't want to follow some crazy trend. So, no, I don't think that has come across in the makeup so far, the political thing, but... Who knows? Maybe it could be something. Well, even there are some brands that are probably even going that way too. You know, you look at someone like Violet Grey. Like for me, when Violet Grey first initially started, it was about old Hollywood glamour. That was like super, you know, that Elizabeth Taylor, that sitting around a swimming pool of that Beverly Hills mansion.
It was so unusual in
exactly,
that way.
But now as like that brand's evolved, and maybe that is with a political kind of way concept as well, that the brands had gone a bit more rock and roll.
Mm-hmm.
And it's kind of a bit more raw and edgy. Yeah. That's kind of like, you know, power to the women and I don't know, I can only, that's one brand that I look at.
Yeah, that's
see,
a great
instance,
example.
Women wise, you know, you always see the odd celebrity that's really going to change it up and do kind of, you know, the tuxedo and do the trouser, you know, like Claire Foy did it last year when she did the Ralph Lauren black, I think it was Ralph Lauren dinner suit, you know, so I think people have got their ways that they try and put it across, but Not all.
It'll be interesting. So we'll have to you on after the awards, and we can
for sure do a little roundup.
Let's go back to my horrible subway commute. No, just kidding. But there is something to it. I came here absolutely schwitzing, and it is October 9th.
What's that schwitzing word? I don't think we have that in English.
Sweating.
But what is it's an Yiddish. American
it's,
thing?
No, it's Yiddish. So you do have it. You just up in North London, you have it. Okay. So it's a little, we're sweating. Okay.
Because I have a Jewish friend. She says
she knows it.
Okay.
Yeah.
So it just means sweating. Okay. Yeah. Good.
So you can use it. You can. You guys can talk to each
I'm
other.
Schwitzing.
You call her and say you're schwitzing. Okay.
Okay. So I am
absolutely schwitzing at work, on the way to work, on the way home, even in bed. I'm like, babe, kick up the air conditioning. Okay. This is not normal October 9th. I thought I would be in like a cozy sweater.
Well,
like a velvety foundation. How am I supposed to be transitioning right now? Because
the only way you can describe the weather right now and the way that transition is, it's like being on a roller coaster.
Okay.
It's like you're high, you're low, you're high. You know, Saturday I went out with like a quilted jacket on. I thought, oh my God, I'm freezing. And then like an hour later, I was hot. I was like, I need to take it off. So it's the same for like girls. This transition, you know, makeup wise, generally in the summer, you're going from those kind of glowy, bronzy, sheeny, dewy colors. And I think once you get into fall and further on, you'll then go into the very more the matte foundation, the flat matte colors. But right now we're in no man's land.
Yeah,
so
totally.
You know, it's like, where are we? Are we in summer? Are we in winter? Oh, no, we're in fall. But fall right now is, I don't know, the weather in New York is making me as a man even run around and feel like I'm a middle-aged woman and having a menopause kind of moment because I'm sweating. And it's knowing what products to use and, you know, maybe you're changing up your moisturizer. Like a foundation is like a main one, I would say, to someone like that transition, like change your foundation if you like it dewy in the summer. And that's something else that people with colors sometimes get wrong. Because think about in the summer, you know, we're out in the sun. And so you go to, I don't know, the makeup counter. It could be Duane Reade. It could be Saks, wherever we're going. And you're told by someone, or you pick up the shade number 5. Now, a lot of us will just on autopilot go back and buy shade number 5, shade number 5. And that's when, once it comes into fall, you kind of really need to start thinking about the tan started to go, maybe the colors of the eyes, you know, maybe we're going from, in the summer, we can get away with like a black eyeliner because we've got that tan that kind of balances it out. Well, as you go into the winter, you don't want to be wearing that black eyeliner. You want to maybe go for the softer colors.
Too harsh.
Because it's too harsh with our pale skin.
Yeah.
So it's definitely that transition. You really have to think about.
That's interesting. I would always think like the darker eyeliner for the darker, for the cooler months. But I like that idea of going with a softer eyeliner.
Yeah. I mean, like my mum's, you know, over 70 now. And I always say to her, like, in the winter, mom, just like stop trying to do this like black rock and roll eye. She's still rocking a smoky eye. And as great as she looks, it's like, do the caramels, the browns, like warm it up a bit just because your skin's like going down that pale route. I mean, I don't know about you right now, but there's something I kind of love. When it goes into fall, and in England, we don't really, I mean, we call it autumn anyway, but we don't get into it like you guys do. So I kind of love that whole kind of like pumpkin spice, you know? Mm-hmm. And that's like a time where if I was a girl, I'd be changing all like my colors for like those like goldeny pumpkin-ish type colors. There's a product by you've had them on actually, Flesh Beauty.
Linda's.
They've got this gloss pot, which is like a cheek and that's great. You know, if you want to change it up and you don't want to go crazy with colors, maybe you could go for that. It's like $20. Mm-hmm. I think you can get it from Ulta, and you know, that's something else. And then for I would say besides the foundation, brows. You know, if you're going with that darker brow, it's a bit like the foundation You need to, the eyeliner, you need to probably not lighten your brow, but if you're using a brow eyeliner in the summer, I feel like you can get away with a bit darker. But again,
this is totally flipping everything I knew because I thought everything was like darker, darker, darker. No, it's like actually lighten it if your skin is getting
paler. Just lighten it if it's going
paler. That's so interesting.
There's my favorite brow palette out there. There's pencils. Brow palettes come and go. There's a company in England, but I know they sell everywhere in America, and I know it's online. It's called HD Brows, and they sell like this powder palette. So if you're like, if you're fair, medium, or dark, or darker skinned, there's three different palettes. So the lighter one, if you've got blonde or fairer hair, is called Bombshell. The medium one's called Foxy. Okay. And the darker one's called Vamp. There's five colors in each palette. So if you want the end of your brow a bit darker and the center bit a bit lighter, there's a couple of color options there. But then, as I say, you can if you buy one of those palettes based on your skin, it's kind of like 1, 2, and 3 based on light, medium, dark. So me, I would probably be like a medium or a light. But then you can, along the brow, because there's five different colors, you can just lighten your brow. Again, it's something you can try at home. It's easy. They only work out at like $30 a pop.
Okay.
So you can try it out with like a little angled eyeliner brush and just see if a lighter brow suits you.
So you have, I never heard of HD brows. I feel like you have a lot of like little good, like, you know, product finds. What other products are you into?
Myself personally.
It could be yourself or, you know, it's funny. Your episode, I'm not just saying this to be polite because you're here, but we did get so much good feedback about your episode. And it's funny because I knew when I asked to have you on, I knew that not everyone was a Housewives fan. I knew it was kind of like a selfish present for me because I had so many questions. I had so many questions to ask you and I was obsessed with your work. But I knew that not everyone was obsessed with Bravo. But so many people said that they loved the episode because, A, they loved, like, the insight into just reality TV. But they also found you, like, you know, darling and charismatic. But we did get some criticism, and I have to let you know.
I know. I didn't talk enough about product,
yes,
did I?
Yes, yes. And I actually didn't even notice. But I did
as soon as I left the room.
Really?
Absolutely.
Because I feel like you shouted out, like, the Tom Ford lips and the Tom... You said you use a lot of Tom Ford. And then I think that might have been all you said. But
you know, what I like in my kit for myself personally and for clients, I like to go from like low end to high end. It doesn't, if I like the color and the consistency or the texture. So, you know, like I could
So give me some cheapies first.
So my cheapies that I personally use. So I love, there's a St. Ives face mask. It was an oatmeal one. And it's
our friends at St. Ives.
Yes, okay. St. Ives. Okay. It's $3 from Target, for instance. That's where I get, and I buy like two or three at a time.
Do you walk to Target?
No, I don't think I have one near me.
There's one down in Tribeca.
Oh, actually, I walked past that once. I didn't realize it was, but I saw the sign, the logo, and afterwards I figured it out when I saw the advert.
And there's one on
34th,
too. Yeah.
So on that's $3. I don't need a crazy... And also, because I've got reddish skin, I feel like the oatmeal kind of calms it down a little bit. So that's something that's like not fairly too expensive. There's a great brand that I've like only come about here in about the last probably 3 or 6 months. Too Cool for School.
Oh, Jen likes them. They're like a Korean brand.
Yes, they're like a Korean. When I went to the CW Beauty Awards, you always get this amazing goodie bag and there's different... brands to try, and that was one of them. There was a cleanser in there, and I was like, it was called something like an eggzyme. So there's like pictures of eggs on the front, and I'm thinking, I don't want to put like egg yolk on my face. I don't know what this
is. Not appealing.
And actually, the one that I used to use before that was a Lauder cleanser, which I'd used for years, and then I tried this one, and it was so amazing, and it foams up. It's like $20, and it's so nice.
Okay.
It doesn't leave any kind of scent, but. Yeah, that's definitely one of my...
Okay, cool. Now, $20 is... I don't think of $20 as cheap. I think that's kind of like medium for like the beauty products that we
should
talk about.
Well, you only need a tiny, tiny, like, you know, like the nail on your little finger?
Yeah.
That's as much as you need because it's quite rich. So I feel like it could last you a good 6 months.
Okay. 6 months, okay.
I mean, I've got a big face, so maybe not a year.
So our listeners, maybe like 8 months. Okay. So what about some... like are our more luxurious products or what else is in your kit?
So, I mean, there's a newish, I'd say it's newish. I've seen it online. I've not seen it in stores yet. And it's a brand called Zaemin, Zaemen. And it's from, have you heard of it? Zaemin?
No. Wait, is it a men's brand?
It's a mixture. They have two products. They have like a day serum and a night serum.
So I've never heard of this
$65.
Brand.
It says it's gluten-free, sulfate-free, cruelty-free. It's got all these amazing kind of things going on for it. It says it has like hydrolic acid. It's $65. And it says that, I don't know the ins and outs of it because like, I'm not a chemist, but it says something I was drawn into.
You really know all the specs. I was like, he's got hydrolic acid.
Yeah. Well, I'll tell you what drew me in. It said apple stem cell. I have no idea what it means, but when I use it, my skin definitely changed. And I'm a bit of a, I want to be optimistic with these products, but let's face it, I'm not. So I try it and I'm a couple of days in, I'm like, okay, this isn't working. I'm going to go back to what I used to use. But I feel like that was a good investment. You know, and then, oh yeah, one thing I always do after I cleanse my face, and I always say this to clients as well, you know, if they've had a shower or whatever before I'm arriving, make sure you rinse your face in cold water because it closes all the pores and I feel like it tightens it up.
Oh, so, you really? Like you?
Okay. Yeah, so if I get in the shower, I'm English, so I have a bath every morning. I'm not going to pretend that I take showers. It's very English thing. So I have a bath, and actually I won't stay in a hotel if there's not a bath, FYI.
Okay.
But when you jump out of that bath, if you ever decide to get in it, definitely try and rinse your face with cold water because it really, I feel like it tightens it up.
I want a bath so badly. That's like one of my life goals.
Do it tonight. Treat yourself. After the day that you've had, you sound like you deserve it.
Oh my God. I need like a...
20 baths. Maybe you need to check in at like a spa for a weekend. Oh, if only.
Good.
There's a great one in New York, actually, that I went to.
Which one's your favorite?
I like the Four Seasons downtown. They have a beautiful spa there. They really do.
Charlotte, is he going to take us? Talking to our producer,
let me. I'll try and talk to them. I mean, I'm not lying. They have a beautiful spa. The service is just impeccable. It's amazing. That's my favorite. I used to go to the Langham, and then they made that one a lot smaller.
Oh, did you? They used to go to the Langham
on 36th and 5th. Oh. That's where I used to live.
You used to live there?
Well, they have residences there.
Oh, so when you first...
So they have residences, which... So you can... There's a building attached to the hotel. So when I first moved to New York, I didn't really know anyone here. So you could order... I didn't know the restaurants around and not many
people. Why did you move here? I don't mean that this came out the wrong way. Like, why did you move here? But like, why...
Well, with my partner, with his job. And so I didn't really want that hassle. And because I was traveling a lot.
Right, yeah.
So if you move into a hotel... If you're finishing work at 7 o'clock, or my partner was finishing work, I would then think, well, at least all he has to do is cool down, and they just wheel it up in the residences like you're in a hotel, and then just at the end of the month you get a room bill, and that was it. It's really, I know it sounds fancy, but it was really more laziness, and we didn't even really know any of the takeouts or what was good around here. So bit by bit, now I look back and think, wow, that was fancy. I'm not doing it now. I'm like running down to Shake Shack, Chick-fil-A, maybe Domino's if I'm feeling fancy.
Oh God, don't go to Domino's. Yes. I don't understand how Domino's exists.
I'll tell
New
you
York
this.
City.
You know, everything in life now, whether we're in Sephora, whether we're in Saks, wherever we are, everything's about collecting points. I want a reward at the end of shopping somewhere now. And that's what life's become about. And I'm telling you this, Jess, Domino's Pizza, they are giving some good rewards. You cannot beat their pizzas because they turn up piping hot. They're always, always piping hot. Their cinnamon twist dessert breadsticks. If you order two extra icings, it's literally like heaven has arrived at your front door. And it probably costs you $30. And if you order a pizza, I think four times, the next one's free. It's free.
Listen, I see them being delivered all over the city. So someone's got
to
be ordered.
And you know what they're doing as well? I've seen it on TV. I don't know if this is a gimmick to get silly people like myself to buy them. But they've got this thing that if you drive home and you drive over a bump, we must have seen it, people watching TV. If you drive over a bump in your hometown, I don't know, in Ohio or wherever you come from, then basically what happens is if you tell Domino's, maybe it's online, they'll sponsor someone or I don't know, this road company or something, and they come out and they re-cement the bump that was in the road. But if you put pizza bumps in it, anyway, we've gone off on a tangent from pizza to food, from beauty to food. They'll literally replace your pizza and they'll fill in the bump in the road.
So they're doing road works?
Apparently so. I'm in. Send me a pepperoni pizza, a couple of cinnamon breadsticks, and I'll put a face pack on. I am happy as Larry. Sat in my underwear like Homer Simpson. Don't stop me, Jess.
I would say it's hard to picture, but it's really not.
Think of Homer Simpson. That's it. That's how it is.
I get it. Okay, everyone, guess what I did last night? I slept in my Honeylove bra.
I don't think I've ever slept in a bra before. Usually, I am so excited to take off my bra at the end of the day, there would be no chance I would lay down in it. But Honeylove bras are that comfortable. And if you're someone who does like to sleep in a bra for a little extra support, I feel like the Honeylove crossover bra should be your sleeping bra. Did I just coin a thing, sleeping bra? I don't know if they'll approve of that, but I love the idea. Obviously, you're going to wear it out all the time too, because Honeylove's bras feature supportive bonding that eliminates the need for uncomfortable wires. Plus, they're made with a fabric that's so soft, it feels like a second skin. Is it spring cleaning time in your house? I know it is in mine. Clean out your bra drawer, get a few from Honeylove. They have the V-neck bra that's smooth and seamless and hardware free. And then my personal favorite is the crossover bra with adjustable straps and a hook back closure. And of course, again, no underwire in that one either. The Honeylove supportive bonding lifts and supports without those uncomfortable wires. And while you're at it, why not pair your Honeylove bra with their matching shapewear, or maybe a pair of their breathable, versatile leggings. Treat yourself to the best bras on the market and save 20% off at honeylove.com/mascara. Use our exclusive link to get 20% off. It's honeylove.com/mascara. And then after you purchase, they're going to ask you where you heard about them. Please support our show and tell them that we here at Fat Mascara sent you. Honeys, you deserve this. Again, that website is honeylove.com/mascara for 20% off.
All right, it's not often that we talk about supplements, but when we do, you know that we mean it, all right? Every day I do my skincare routine, and that is a cleanse. I moisturize. Of course, I pop a little antioxidant in there. I'll do a little serum underneath there. But what is non-negotiable for me lately is I take a supplement. That is my Ritual Hyacera. It's a wrinkle support skin supplement, which is clinically proven to reduce wrinkles and improve skin smoothness. I'll take that.
I'll take it too. Ritual Hyacera is a once daily skin supplement. Jess said clinically proven. Let me give you the deets. In a clinical study, Hyacera led to a 3.6 time reduction in crow's feet wrinkles within 90 days as compared to placebo. Jess and I have been taking it more than 90 days. Let me tell you, it works. Plus, Ritual Hyacera has led to a 2.9 times increase in skin smoothness in the same amount of times. It's rigorously tested and validated by a third party for allergens, microbes, and heavy metals. You don't always know if a supplement does that. Ritual also has industry-leading sustainability standards. They use scientific tools to select lower carbon packaging, love that, prioritize sustainably sourced ingredients, and set ambitious climate goals. Plus, female-founded, B Corp, meaning they're holding themselves accountable to not just their company's financial health, but also the health of the people and our planet. You gotta love that.
Yes, okay. Start Hyacera to help minimize wrinkles without compromising on clean science. Hyacera from Ritual is a clinically proven skin supplement you can actually trust.
Get 25% off your first month for a limited time at ritual.com/mascara. Start Ritual or add Hyacera to your subscription today. That's ritual.com/mascara for 25% off. Okay, so there are some stories about my mom's life that I never get tired of hearing, and they're usually the ones in which she's trying to right some injustice and then ends up annoying the people in power, and I love that about her. Anyway, just in time for Mother's Day, I found the perfect gift that captures all her stories for my family forever. It's called Storyworth. Storyworth helps you preserve memories and stories for the mother figure in your life or any of your family or chosen family. Here's how it works. Each week, Storyworth emails your loved one a thought-provoking question that you get to help pick. The prompts are really good. The kind of things we ask guests here at Fat Mascara, little things like what's your favorite board game? And more important things like what's the best advice you've ever gotten? Storyworth makes the writing process a breeze. All your loved one needs to do is respond to the email with a story, long or short, doesn't matter. You'll be emailed a copy of what they wrote, but they'll also be collected. So you'll get to enjoy the retelling of the stories and probably learn some new things in the process. Then, after that year of fun, Storyworth automatically compiles your loved one's stories and photos into a beautiful keepsake hardcover book. Even though I know some of my mom's best stories, I love that the weekly prompts are helping to uncover more details and that they'll be collected in one place for me to revisit and read through. Don't think I'm not going to pull this keepsake book out at our next family get-together to share some of them. Listen, everyone loves Storyworth. It has more than 25,000 five-star reviews on Trustpilot, with millions of stories preserved since they were founded over 10 years ago. Give all the moms in your life a unique, heartfelt gift that you'll cherish for years. Storyworth. Right now, save $10 on your first purchase when you go to storyworth.com/mascara. That's storyworth.com/mascara to save $10 on your first purchase.
Okay. All right. More to talk about. More to talk about. So
back to beauty. Back to beauty.
All right. So your episode was really good. I know you listened to the show, not just because you're on it. So what did you, I have to ask. Last week we had John Dempsey on.
Amazing.
And I know you listened to the episode. You mentioned you had some feedback. It was kind of like a big episode for us. It was kind of chunky.
Big. It was huge. I mean, can you get anyone bigger than the vice president chairperson of the Lauder company that
he managed to fit us in.
Amazing.
He came here.
Well, and you managed to get a few words in as well. Just bit by bit.
So what did you think?
So I think, it was very interesting. I love the fact that he started off in retail, that he really knew where he wanted to go.
Yeah.
And I think that part was very interesting. The fact that he was like being told he should sell jeans. And then over the years, he's managed to get to the position he's got to. It was interesting hearing about some of the brands, the Smashbox, the Mac, mm-hmm. and those kind of stories and how they were. And what's quite interesting, which he didn't talk about so much, and I've thought about it before and even listened to him, it came back to my mind again, that some of those brands like the Macs, the Bobby Browns, I'm obsessed and I still love them. Mm-hmm. But what I think they did for a few years, some of these brands that were the heritage brands that he talked about,
like,
for instance.
He said, like, makeup artist revolution brands.
Well, exactly. Yeah. Those brands, I think what they then did for a few years is they sat back because they knew they were at the kind of forefront of beauty. And then these other brands were suddenly bombing ahead because they were doing new things. They were, you know.
Like what kind of brands?
Like the Anastasia Beverly Hills, the Urban Decay, those brands, that, you know, that kind of. Anastasia Beverly Hills is like a. And Huda Beauty, and he talked about that as well. So those brands that are those, some of those heritage brands, like Lauder's doing amazing, as in that particular area.
Yeah.
But, I think they definitely sat back and with any brand, it's that panic. I think we talked about it with one brand. I don't know. I don't want to name the brand, but there was one that had changed all their concept of branding and packaging. And you went, oh my God, I hardly recognize that brand. And I think what some of those heritage brands do is they see these other up and coming brands and it's like, do they just sit back and not change and stay where they are? Or do they suddenly change their marketing, change their logo, change all their packaging and try and move with the times? So I think that
what's interesting about those brands you mentioned, like the Anastasia, the Huda, like especially like a Huda, is like they kind of like the people came out and like started talking to them.
Well, it's exactly like John said last week.
It's like,
you have to have that communication. Like if you have a product now, it's not good enough to just have a product and a story. You have to relate and it has to be an experience for the people that are buying it.
But they also like had the advantage of social media. Like when Bobby and Matt came out, like there was social media wasn't part. They weren't birthed at the time where social, am I holding my phone right now, was there. Brands like Huda, like they're kind of part and parcel with social. So I can't kind of wag my finger at brands like Mac and Bobby because it's not apples to apples, but at the same time, it's almost what's happening with like what Linda Wells said on the show with like magazine editors and influencers. Like magazine editors were kind of like, and I raising my hand about this, kind of like, we'll tell you what's going on. We'll tell you. But the influencers were like, hi guys, you know, like tell me what you think of my video. You know, like it's
because they really like took the rug from under your feet.
And there's like a lack of, you know, it's just the word I'm using, so don't nail me to the cross for it, but like a lack of sophistication and a lack of kind of like elegance about the presentation. It didn't have to be perfect. It didn't have to have like, you know, Richard Avedon like photography with it, you know?
Yeah, totally. And that's what some of these older kind of heritage brands thought, that you needed that whole photo shoot, that whole thing. But it was these newer brands that are kind of coming along now, whether it's like Buxom Cosmetics, whether it's like Joe, or whether it's Kiss, whether it's, you know, whoever it be, they're doing new things and they're not just sitting back. And I feel like a few of those brands for a couple of years, not particularly Lauder, but there's a few heritage type brands. And I think they'd kind of just sat there like little cats on roofs watching. Mm-hmm. And then they were like, oh my God. And suddenly these other brands that were so on it and they're relatable, because these girls like Huda Beauty, she's talking direct to the people and they're understanding her, you know? and they're seeing her without the makeup and they're seeing the products being, it was definitely very interesting to listen to. And you know, I love a great story where someone comes from nothing to something, which is exactly what he's done.
And you're working on your own brand, which you were talking about last time you were here. Yeah. What's the latest? Give us the
status. So basically with that, what I've been working as a consultant for Verge Creative and bringing, you know, beauty accessories, working on color concepts for different brands. Mm-hmm. You know, there's many cosmetic companies out there that they've got a great array of cosmetics. They'll go to a lab. They know what colors they want. And sometimes with brands to get onto that next level, you need the accessories. You need to bring it into it, whether that's the makeup brushes, whether that's the cosmetic cases, whether it's when someone purchases something, like obviously again going back to Lauder, they created gift with purchase. Maybe they're buying this set of five brushes. What are you doing to entice them to buy your five brushes? Okay, well, they're getting a makeup bag, so there could be a company, you know, that we could be working with that they need that help with the design part. Mm-hmm. So yeah, it's really interesting. I feel like it's an exciting area to be in because it's growing so much. And as we all know, the beauty brand's color, I'm not saying it's saturated, but sometimes you walk in, it could be even to a CVS, and you don't know which aisle to go to first. So it's like, if it's got maybe the accessories or other stuff to add to it, mm-hmm. a lot of people, there's one woman I know, and she, on Sunday, we went for lunch. She said, oh, help me. We'd gone for lunch at the new Restoration Hardware restaurant, which is amazing.
There's a Restoration Hardware restaurant?
Yeah, it's amazing.
Am I out to lunch? I didn't realize that.
Yeah.
When did it open?
That is our lunch date. A couple of weeks ago. It's okay, in the meatpacking.
That's
no
so
reservation.
Cool.
It's on the top of the roof, super chic, next door to Soho House.
Okay.
And basically afterwards, my friend said to me, oh, let's go to Sephora. We'll go and have a quick look. And I said, yeah, sure. She said, I really want you to change my makeup up. And I said, sure, okay, well. Mm. But then she said, I only want to buy from one brand. Pick a brand. And I said, what are you talking about? So, you know, there are people out there that do want, they will go to just that one brand. And she wanted the makeup bag, everything matchy-matchy.
But I totally get that. I don't know. Maybe
are you
old
like
school.
That with makeup? Do you?
There are only a couple of brands that I really like.
Oh, there are?
Only a few.
And do you keep them separated in your separate makeup bags? Are you talking like
I
you've
wish
got,
I had that much room.
Like, do you have a bag of Maybelline and then just your bag of Tom
no,
Ford?
I have a drawer at home in my dresser.
Drawer? That's extravagant.
I have a drawer that's devoted to like all of my makeup that I haven't opened yet, like kind of like things that I'm saving.
Can I just ask what you're saving it for? Because it usually only lasts for like 18 to 24 months max. So we're saving it for a rainy
true.
Day.
No, it's just like things that, well, I can't fit it on. So I have a sink, and it's like a very old New York sink that doesn't mm-hmm. have drawers and like, you know, things underneath it.
Somebody's hoarding makeup.
Stop.
Give it away. Jess, give it away.
Listen to me. It's just what. Just let me have one drawer, okay? So it's my drawer things like that I haven't opened yet. It's just one drawer, okay? Mm-hmm. And it even has like devices and skincare and everything in there. Then underneath my sink, I have three bags. One is for one skinny that.
In my head right now, I'm picturing three bags that have products just cascading like a waterfall flowing.
No, it's very tidy. It's very okay. tidy. One is for
sounds
liners.
Like a tidy hoarder to me. Carry on.
I'm gonna take a photo of this and put it on our Instagram.
Please put it on the Instagram because
I'm
getting intrigued.
Very defensive. I have one little zipper. Like leather Armani case.
Fancy.
And it has inside the makeup that I use day to day. And then I have a
Is it only Armani though?
No.
Okay.
It's just a really nice case I got for Christmas a few years ago.
Okay.
Then I have a skinny case for pencils. Mm-hmm. And then I have a little.
Are we talking any old pencil? Eyeliner, lip liner?
Yeah, eye lip. Okay, and then, eye lip and like mascara. So skinny mm-hmm. things. And then I have a zip for tools. And then this is just like chucked under the sink because the sink doesn't have any drawers.
I think we definitely need to come back to and explore that drawer of unopened products.
But
I don't know what we're saving them for.
Because I'm not going to give it away because it's like amazing compacts.
I've given so much makeup away. It gives me great joy to give a lipstick to a friend. And the next week she turns up with a bright pink lip on or something. It like excites me.
Charlotte, how much stuff have I given you? Scream. Oh, no, let the listeners hear. Thank you. No, mm-hmm. I give my mom stuff. I give friends stuff.
Good.
But I'm not giving away these few compacts.
Look, are they like bejeweled compacts, like limited
edition?
No,
they're just like my favorite thing. So if a company sends me stuff because they know I like it, I need it as a backup for when I'm done with it.
Crazy. Scale of 1 to 10, mental. 10.
I'm sorry. I'm not giving it away. I have my like Penelope pink lipstick.
Yes.
I run out of it.
I felt like we bonded over that Penelope pink.
So good. Pink. So you think that I should give away my other Penelope pinks that are hoarded?
How many are you hoarding?
Like two.
Back there? Okay. That's not
it's
bad.
It's stuff like that.
This is like what a hoarder does. You know that. She has like a stockpile that she's checking. You know exactly how many Penelope pinks you've got from Charlotte Tilbury. I'm telling you, there's going to be a TV program, and it's not going to be where she's got like her rice and her cakes downstairs and her bags of chips and she's counting them. It's going to be like she has her Armani foundations lined up and she knows how many she's got, and she's doing a stock take once a month to check if she needs any more eyeliner, any more foundation.
Oh my God. Listeners, I know you understand, okay?
No, don't agree with her and don't egg her on. She doesn't need it. One lipstick's enough. Give it away.
I'm doing a video of my drawer, and God I'm help. Allowed a drawer, okay?
God help what's going to be crawling out of there. Probably. I'm not even going to say what I'm thinking now. Anyway, let's just wait. We'll give you the benefit of the doubt, Jess, and we'll wait until we see that video on Instagram of your beautiful drawer with all your cosmetics from the 1970s onwards, and we'll see what we see, and then we'll take a judgment.
Where do you keep your cosmetics?
I keep mine in a gorgeous see-through little bag, and I'm very good at sifting through and throwing away, because I don't know how. Does anyone else do this with their makeup bag? One minute it's really clean, it's just got a few products in, and then I've got like a Q-tip, then I've got like
a pencil shaving,
like a cotton bud.
No, I mean like
like a pencil shaving.
A pencil shaving will like just turn everything to shit really quickly.
Yeah, it's like, and then I've got like plasters, like I'm a toddler that I've just about to fall over at any point. I'm like, why have I got Band-Aids in there?
No, you can't have that.
And then there could be, I'll tell you what the worst thing is that I find in my makeup bag sometimes. You know when you're deflossing your teeth?
Yeah.
And then it's like maybe a bit of my powder's fallen into the bag as well. And then I pull it out, I think, I've got no flossers for my teeth. I'm like,
I don't use those stick.
Do you know
flossers?
The little plastic ones?
I know. I use just like a roll floss.
Yeah, it can often be a car crash when I look in that makeup bag. I'm not even going to lie.
Okay, maybe you need to show your video.
I do.
See what? Yeah.
Okay, I'll share mine if you share yours.
Yeah.
Done.
Ooh.
It's a done deal.
Okay. All right. Game on. So I have to ask you. Being how would I say this?
English?
transatlantic makeup artist.
Yes.
Working on, Ladies of London, Real Housewives, but basically just knowing the beats. I have to ask you, how do you see the differences between women in the US and the UK, makeup wise? I know this is a sweeping generalization. Please don't send me your angry DMs. But what do you think the key differences are? I see some differences having lived in both places, but I think it sounds better coming from you than me.
In England, we have...
Being English.
It's very similar to America in such that we have like TV programs and certain people that we follow. So right now, our royal family is really very out there. And you see them a lot. You've seen Kate out there today in this gorgeous lilac dress.
Mm-hmm. She looks amazing.
She looked beautiful.
I think she's getting more beautiful as she gets older.
Well, okay, I'll tell you how I think it is. Meghan's come in. Kate was the star of the show. Kate was the star of the show.
Sure.
And there was no one else. She was the front running horse.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, she got pregnant. She had a couple of kids. And then Meghan came in, and we love Meghan. She's American, and we're very happy to have her. And
she's
doing
a great
job.
She had the whole story, too.
She did. You know, and look, she came from the movie, the film industry side. She's great on the step and repeat on the red carpet.
She's a legit star.
She is, but she was trained to it, you know, and that's good. She didn't come from that British aristocratic background, which is what often the royal family marry into because they understand the way they live. But she had the other side of it. She had the film star. She knows what to do. She knows how to smile. She knows how to stand. She knows how to hold herself. So right now in England, I think the English are very much going down that royal kind of wedding-y, makeup-y, natural.
Mm-hmm.
That is one end of the scale.
And Meghan really, you think that Meghan really brought that in through the wedding?
I think Meghan helped with it. Because she definitely went for very less is more for her makeup. And Kate, too. Kate
Kate had
a few teething problems.
Pardon me?
A few teething problems with her makeup. Yes, so Kate initially used to do that very hard. This is what some English women can do. They do that dark eyeliner we just talked of.
And she did it underneath the eye.
She did the underneath and she wanted her own makeup. And she was, and there was no blending to it. And it was very harsh. But like Kate, like any celebrity, probably saw photos back. And, you know, Kate apparently did her own makeup for her wedding. Whether she did or not.
I don't think... I think that's what they say.
Well, that's what... I mean, Meghan, that was released, who did her makeup, yes. etc. Mm-hmm. But then you get the other side of it in England. So you get those kind of Chelsea girls who are doing the Kate and Meghan type makeup, mm-hmm. the loose wave, the, you know, the Chelsea blow
natural,
dry.
Great
which you
skin.
Guys here would call, like, you know, East Coast blow dry is a bit more kind of flicky outy and a bit more Farrah mm-hmm. Fawcett type. Mm-hmm. And then you've got that West Coast, which is that loose kind of LA curl. And in England, you get, I'm not saying a southern makeup and a northern makeup, but you get the girls that are doing that whole royal type look makeup, which is a bit less is more. But then you get the other end of the scale. If you go to the north of England, and which would be maybe like going to Jersey Shore, I don't know, I've not mm-hmm. been there, I've seen parts of that show. And then they're not going for less, they're going for it all. Mm-hmm. They are going for the contour, they're going for the brows, they're going for those lashes. I mean, literally the lashes and... It's something else. So
and they're going for the tan.
Oh hell yes! And now you know the way it is with clipping hair extensions. The tan you can do it yourself. You can do it at home. It's all achievable. There are definitely differences when you go to the English countryside and you see those kind of Kate and Camilla Parker Bowles type mm-hmm. makeups, which are very a lot more gritty. They're not, I wouldn't say they're wearing the foundation so strongly. They might be wearing an eyeliner or a mascara and that's them, that's their makeup. Mm-hmm, but mm-hmm. then you do get those girls in England, which I know you get here, which... The makeup is like full on.
Right, they're coloring they're carrying the color category.
Oh, and the whole lot, and they've put every color on their face. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. It's like pick a color, any color, and it went on.
Do you think I remember when I lived there? Tanning was so like I was surprised by how many tanning salons there were. Now, to be fair, I haven't lived there in like 8 years, but like there were so many like just tanning salons on the high street, and I was surprised by that. Are you still seeing that? I know you don't live there
still,
right now.
No, I mean I still have a place back there. They're still there. I don't know how. In fact, actually, funny enough, I spoke to a friend who owns one, mm-hmm. and I said, "Oh, how is it?" And they said, "You know, it's really busy," and that's great. I mean. People are still going to them. I personally used to be one of those. I used to be, I know word of a lie, I don't know if people did mm-hmm. it over here, but when I was young, my mum used to rent us a sunbed, like a solarium. And, oh God, this is awful, but I'm going to say it anyway. I used to put my alarm on from school. I was 16. I'd put my alarm on for 7 instead of 7:30 so I could go and lay under the sunbed for half an hour before I got up and went to school. That's awful, isn't it? But I don't.
Well, maybe
think...
you didn't know, or like well, no one times knew were then. Different.
This is like over 20 years ago.
But it's interesting at different places they just have different attitudes about it. Like I went to a really fancy hotel, spa hotel in Switzerland for a work trip this year, and an incredible spa. And then there was a sign for solarium. And
I know what you're about to say. Yeah.
I was just so surprised.
Well, have you ever been to Norway?
No, I have never been.
Well, I don't know if it's now, but I'm talking like 10, 15 years ago. If you go to Norway, you know how you go to a laundrette and you just put your pennies in and that's it? There are these tanning salons and they used to be all over Scandinavia because when I worked on cruise ships, it was 20 years ago, I would get off the cruise ship in a port and think, oh, I'm going to have a quick solarium.
Wow.
And you would literally, there would be no one in the shop, but there would be 6 or 8 beds in the room and you would just put your coin in and use it. You could go on it for... 6, 9, 12, 15 minutes. And no one's regulating it. So that's changed. But are girls getting spray tanned? Definitely in England.
Well, spray tan, yeah. I'm not talking about that because that's safe. I mean like just that tanning bed.
Yeah, I mean, I didn't even used to wear the goggles because I didn't want the ring marks. You know, I didn't want my eyes to look like Donald Trump. I mean, I don't know whether he's being sprayed or going under a tanning bed, but...
Lord knows. Who knows?
I don't know. I definitely am not spraying him.
Well.
No, thank you.
I cannot let you go without just like pumping you for a bit more Bravo Goss. I feel like you've given me so many good recommendations.
I hope so.
Yes. I mean, I feel like I have new products, some new tips. I'm going to totally ask you after we stop recording for a new makeup look for myself. So
okay.
Get ready. Start thinking. Just take it in.
Yeah, I'm a bit
okay. I'm thinking some dark, unblended liner underneath the eyes.
Yes, let's do it. You will be Kate Middleton.
Kate Middleton, I'm thinking 2007. What do you think?
Do it, yes. Okay, cool. And we won't blend it or anything. No, we'll just chuck it on. Eyes closed. like we did it in the dark. Okay? Let's go for that look.
So anyway, but I need to find out what kinds of people, places, things,
products, et cetera.
Products,
right.
are my Real Housewives indulging in right now?
I think
now.
I talked about last time, they love full coverage. They love that full kind of look.
Yes. And I'm not afraid of that right now. I'm only getting older. I don't know if you've noticed.
I mean, no, you look great. Look, I mean, a couple of the products that I love right now, when I'm doing Dorinda on Housewives of New York right now, I'm in love with the Tarte Concealer that has like a...
It's a big doe foot or
something? Yes. How did you know that?
Because I know what it looks like. Is it the shape thing? It's not the shape tape thing, right?
No. I don't know.
I think, is it the Amazonian clay? I know all the names and what they all look like, but I can't match them together.
That concealer is amazing. There's one that's in a tube. Maybe I'll send you a photo so you can put it on the Insta for people.
Okay.
Eyelash-wise, I am obsessed with Kiss lashes right now. There's one that are called like their next generation lashes or wispy lashes. They are just so good. And I bought them by default. And I mean this in the nicest way. I went to Duane Reade because I was like, oh my God, I've run out of my favorite lash. And generally, I'm an Ardell fan. I'm a real wispy or demi-wispy type boy. Not for me, clearly, but for Dorinda. Maybe myself at a push on a Saturday if I'm feeling a bit fancy. But the lashes at Duane Reade, they sell a pack of like four or five of them, and Kiss sell these lashes. They're called Next Generation. They're so nice, and they, you know how lashes, you want them to be wispy and look like real natural lashes.
Yeah.
As these particular ones wing out like a demi lash would from Ardell, these ones from Kiss, as at the ends, they get a little bit thicker. So it really makes your eye, it can really, if you've got a big eye or you want that feline type look, so that's, Dorinda's loving that right now. And then with regard to, you know, places that they go to, here in New York, I think the best place to go if you want any type of filler or any type of little treatment, there's a place on Park Ave, 630 Park Ave, and there's a lady called Nusha. She does the most amazing Botox and fillers. And because...
Just to disclose, we're not saying any of these ladies go to this person.
No.
In fact,
this is where I go, actually.
Oh, okay.
So I go there. So,
okay. I was feeling very protective.
This is a personal view of mine. I really think with fillers, it's a personal thing.
You don't look like you have anything done.
I had a little bit in my cheek just to give it a little, because I felt a bit hollow.
Okay.
But for me personally, again, it's however you feel. It's like cosmetic surgery in general. If you feel that something's too small, too big, or you want it lifted, do it if it makes you more confident. But the reason I love going to Nusha is because I feel like she just makes me look a bit fresher and gives me a better version of myself, for instance.
Yeah,
I don't
want
to look like a monster. And people that I've seen that go to her, and I, with fillers, they last anything 6 to 12 months. I wouldn't go, I'd only go every 18 months to 2 years. I haven't been for 2 years.
Wow, you look amazing.
So, yeah, I'm definitely in need of it. If I was on the other side of the scale and I was on the West Coast, the most amazing person, and you have to look at his Instagram, and I am obsessed with him. And you know that, I'll tell you when you know that fillers and Botox are good or someone's good, because then the makeup artists start going there because they know faces.
That's great advice.
If makeup artists are going there and you've seen that they're going to someone, it's not about whether you get it for free. I've paid for every single treatment I've gone to for Nusha's. So this isn't some like PR freebie stunt.
Yeah.
I've paid, and you know, you get what you pay for. On the West Coast, there's a guy called Dr. Jason Diamond. He does something called diamond facial sculpting, which sounds magical in itself. But he's so clever. He puts in the filler on the top of the cheekbones. Go on his Instagram, Jason Diamond, Dr. Jason Diamond, and he does, he can re-sculpt and reshape jaws. He can do cheek fillers.
Sounds good.
He can, if you have a small chin, he even does implants. But a lot of his work is not that kind of extreme. It's just very natural,
Oh, he's followed by a lot of our followers.
Yes, because he's amazing. You know, guys go there. I know guys that have great faces. Chris Appleton, he goes there. Courtney's been there from the Kardashians. He does a lot of people. He's very subtle and his work is off the chart. He is like my guru. I look at some of the transformations and how he's made people not look like something or someone else, but just a better version of themselves.
Oh, yes. I just saw Chris Appleton on his Instagram feed. Oh, yes. This is very compelling.
Have a look, guys.
He's done a lot of interesting things with chins. Yes.
Chins are his thing. There's one runway model, should I say, who's pretty big right now. And I don't know, but I swear she must have gone to him because she does not have the same chin that she used to have. And I know she lives in LA.
Oh, he did Erica Jane.
Yeah. He's done all of them.
Wow.
So I'm not saying he's done a particular housewife as such, but if someone said to me on the West Coast, where would I be going? But be careful with fillers or Botox or anything like that, because there's so many places, salons that you can go to now that do odd things. Mm-hmm. And you really want to go to the best. So if that means saving up a little bit more money, do it, because your face is an investment. And the first thing we look at when we see someone are your teeth, your eyes, around the area. Mm-hmm. So just be careful, because you don't want to walk away and look like a kind of bride of Frankenstein.
Yeah, that's good advice. Anything else?
Today?
Yes.
Well, I can tell you two products that I'm kind of obsessed with at the moment. One end of the scale to the other.
Okay.
There's an amazing... I know this is like obviously transition weather as well, but as we go into winter, I'm a real real mask type person. I love to put a mask on a Sunday night.
Like, that's nice. It's take nice the face ritual. Off.
It is. It's like a Sunday night exfoliate.
Do you watch TV when you have it on, or do you just like pot around the house?
Well, I've normally just made a Sunday roast. I have a bath, which is kind of like Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
And then I have a bath, and I normally put the Golden Girls on, and then I sit in front of the TV with my face mask on, looking more like Sophia than probably Blanche. But we can live in hope, because we all wanted to be Blanche. Anyway, so I put my face mask on, and the one that I'm obsessed with right now is Garnier. It's called Moisture Bomb. It's $2.99.
Yeah.
Hello.
Their stuff is really good.
Really good.
I think people don't talk about them enough.
We don't. And so that's one. If I'm feeling really fancy, there's a brand that's called MZ. So MZ, I think you would pronounce it here, Skin.
Mm-hmm.
It's by a lady in London, and she's based on Sloane Street. She's called Dr. Miriam.
Okay.
And she has her own practice. She does kind of the Botox fillers. And in England, in the UK, if ever you're there or you're an English British listener, she's the person to go to for Botox fillers or anything like that.
That's a great tip. We don't really get a lot of British recommendations.
Oh, she also does the eyelids. So if you feel you've got droopy eyelids, she's a doctor. She's not some kind of salon girl or anything that's kind of doing it from home or anything, which is not, I'm not saying that there's anything wrong with that, but so she has these face masks, and they're called Hydralift masks. She sells them for a set of five. They're $130. Okay, but just think, twice a year maybe you could treat yourself, or maybe when it's a birthday, get someone to buy one, and then maybe at Christmas, and you could just do it once a month.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And what's nice about this face mask is, you know how a mask...
So they're biocellulose? What are they?
Technical. I don't know, but they're magical.
Oh, I don't know. For some reason, did I just make that up? That's so weird. Like something just got planted
maybe.
Into my brain.
But I'll tell you what I like about them.
They're
a sheet. It's a sheet mask. But what's so good about it is it's in two sections.
Okay.
So you know when you sometimes I kind of have trouble putting these masks on. Well, I have to be clean shaven anyway as a guy. But you know when you put a mask on and sometimes it like sticks and it's everywhere. And you're trying to pull
it apart.
It's
like a bed sheet all over the place.
It's like a bed sheet that's not being folded or tucked in correctly.
Yeah.
And what this face mask is, it's in two sections. So there's the top half of the face or the lower part.
Yes, so there are two sections,
And that's quite nice, but my skin always feels totally refreshed. But going back to the Garnier, $2.99 from Target, it is a winner. $2.99, treat yourself, guys.
Nice.
Live on the edge, do it.
Thank you for all these cheap and cheerful finds and some luxury indulgences, too.
Oh, yes.
My favorite one's the Four Seasons one. I got a crush in there.
That white marble as you walk in there, oh, it's so
luxurious.
Get in there. We need
that
dress.
Maybe I can disguise as like a bellboy.
No, it's fine. I can probably talk to someone, I'm sure, and whisk you in with me.
I just made this like ridiculous like scene where I'm like, I don't know.
I mean, if you want to turn up in a muumuu and a yashmak, go for it.
Where I'm hiding behind like Like a, I don't me? Know.
Like my lady in waiting?
Like, where I'm like underneath your robe.
You can do that. I think we'd probably get kicked out if you did that. And I have quite a good reputation in New York, so let's not do that.
I can ruin that for you.
You could, you could definitely do that for me and ruin me. But thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you for our talk. And thank you, listeners, for being so lovely.
Thank you so much for listening. We're growing because of people like you telling your friends and fam and all that. But if you really want to help us out, which would be amazing, please go over to iTunes and write us a little review or just throw us some stars.
5, please.
That would be incredible.
And if you want to know where to find any of the people or places or things we talked about, go to fatmascara.com and check out our blog. You can follow us on all the social channels at fatmascara or email us at info@fatmascara.com.
We'll even read your letters on the air.
So profesh.
So profesh.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Hey, folks, it's Marc Maron from WTF. I've been talking to all kinds of famous people in my garage since 2009, including a sitting president.
You know, I don't imagine you were flying in here on the chopper thinking like, you know, I am nervous about Marc.
No, I wasn't.
Okay, well, that's good.
That would be a problem.
It would be a problem.
If the president was feeling stressed about
coming to my garage.
Coming to your garage.
And now there's even more WTF when you subscribe to the full Marin to get weekly bonus content and all WTF episodes ad-free. Listen to WTF wherever you get podcasts and subscribe to the full Marin at go.acast.com/WTF.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.